Chapter 7. Now it also happened that seven brothers with their mother were arrested and tormented with whips and scourges by the king to force them to eat illegal swine meat. But one of them, acting as their spokesman, said,
"What do you expect to ask and learn from us? For we are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our fathers."
But the king, becoming enraged, gave orders to have pans and cauldrons heated. While these things were being quickly heated, he ordered that the tongue of their spokesman be cut out, and to scalp him and cut off his hands and feet, while the rest of his brothers and his mother looked on. But when he was utterly maimed, but still breathing, the king directed them to carry him to the fire and fry him. But as a cloud of smoke spread from the pan, the brothers and their mother encouraged one another to die bravely, saying these words,
"The Lord God is looking on, and he truly has compassion on us, as Moses declared in his song when he bore witness against the people to their faces, and he will have pity on his servants."
But when the first brother had died in this manner, they brought forward the second for their mocking. And after tearing off the skin of his head with the hair, they asked him,
"Will you eat the pork rather than have your body tortured limb by limb?"
But answering in the language of his fathers, he said,
"Never!"
So he too, in turn, suffered the same tortures. Now when he was at his last breath, he said,
"You accursed fiend, you are depriving us of this present life. But the king of the world will raise us up to live again forever. It is for his laws that we are dying."
But after him, the third was mocked at. And when he was asked, he put out his tongue at once and courageously stretched out his hands, and he bravely spoke,
"It was from heaven that I received these, and for the sake of his laws I disdain them, and from him I hope to receive them again."
As a result, the king and his attendants were astonished at the young man's soul, because he regarded his sufferings as nothing. And after he had died, they tortured and tormented the fourth brother in the same way. And when he was about to pass away, he said,
"It is my choice to die at the hands of men with the God-given hope of being restored to life by him. But for you, there will be no resurrection to life."
Now immediately afterward, they brought forward the fifth brother and tormented him. But looking at the king, he said,
"Since you have power among men, mortal though you are, do what you please. But do not think that our nation is forsaken by God. Only wait, and you will see how his great power will torment you and your descendants."
Now after him, they brought forward the sixth brother. And when he was about to die, he said,
"Have no vain illusions. We suffer these things on our own account, because we have sinned against our God. That is why such astonishing things have happened to us. Do not think, then, that you will go unpunished for having dared to fight against God.
now exceedingly admirable and worthy of a good memory, was the mother, who saw her 7 sons perish in the period of a single day. Yet she bore it with a good soul because of her hopes in the Lord. But filled with a brave mind, which stirred her womanly rationalization with manly fury, she exhorted each of them in the language of their fathers, saying,
I do not know how you came into existence in my womb. It was not I who gave you spirit and life, nor was it I who set in order the elements of which each of you is composed. Therefore, since it is the Creator of the universe who shapes each man's beginning and devised the origin of all things, He in His mercy will restore both spirit and life, because at the present you disregard yourselves for the sake of His law.
But Antiochus supposed that he was being treated with contempt and was suspicious of her words. As the youngest brother was still alive, the king appealed to him, not with mere words, but with promises with oaths, to make him rich and happy if he would abandon the ways of his fathers and make him his friend, and to entrust him with a high office. But when the youth paid no attention to him at all, the king appealed to the mother, urging her to be a counselor to the stripling so that he might have salvation. Now, after he had urged her for a long time, she consented to persuade her son. Now, in derision of the cruel tyrant, she leaned close to her son and said in the language of their fathers,
Son, have pity on me, who carried you in my womb for 9 months, nursed you for 3 years, brought you up, educated, and supported you to your present age. I beg you, child, to look at the heavens and the earth and see all that is in them. Then you will know that God did not make them out of existing things. And in the same way, mankind came into existence. Do not be afraid of this executioner, but be worthy of your brothers and accept death, so that in the time of mercy I may receive you again with them.
Now before she had finished speaking, the youth said,
What are you waiting for? I will not obey the king's command. I obey the command of the law given to our fathers through Moses. But you, who have contrived every kind of affliction for the Hebrews, will not escape the hands of God. We indeed are suffering because of our sins. Though our living Lord treats us harshly for a little while to correct us with chastisements, he will again be reconciled with his servants. But you, impious wretch, most bloodstained of all men, do not soar with vain delusions as false hopes give you the insolence to raise your hand against the slave children of heaven. You have not yet escaped the judgment of the Almighty and All-Seeing God. After enduring brief pain, my brothers have drunk of ever-flowing life under God's covenant. But you, by judgment of God, shall receive just punishments for your arrogance. Like my brothers, I offer up my body and my life for our ancestral laws, imploring God to show mercy soon to our nation, and by afflictions and blows to make you confess that He alone is God. Through me and my brothers, may there be an end to the wrath of the Almighty that has justly fallen on our whole nation.
But the king became enraged and handled him even worse than the others, since he bitterly resented the boy's contempt. And therefore, this was how he died in undefilement, putting all his trust in the Lord. Now the mother was the last to pass away, after her sons. Therefore, this is indeed enough about the sacrificial meals and the extreme torments.